Good morning. This is Max Sturks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have some reminders for CRP producers. Producers participating in the CRP program are responsible for CRP cover maintenance. Participants need to maintain practices according to their conservation plan without additional cost share assistance. This includes compliance with state noxious weed laws and control of other weeds not considered noxious if the undesirable vegetation poses a threat to existing cover or adversely impacts other landowners in the area. CRP participants need to receive FSA approval before beginning spot weed treatment during the primary nesting season of May 15th through August 1st. Treatment includes spot spraying and spot mowing and is limited to the immediate area of infestation. Producers who completed CRP mid-contract management activities this spring are reminded to turn in their cost share billings to their local office as soon as possible in order to be processed for payment. If CRP mid-contract management was not completed prior to May 15, the CRP producers are reminded they need to complete mid-contract management after August 1st and before September 30th, 2012. Next, a brief reminder about average adjusted gross income changes. There have been changes made to the average adjusted gross income, AGI, provisions for 2012. These changes include a new AGI form as well as new income limitations and requirements for producers to receive direct payments under the 2012 DCP and ACRE program. Congress has enacted a new $1 million average AGI limitation in addition to the already existing $500,000 average non-farm AGI and the $750,000 average farm AGI currently in place for persons and legal entities that request direct payments. Currently, if a producer exceeds the $500,000 non-farm AGI limitation, they are ineligible for commodity price support and disaster assistance program benefits. If a producer does not exceed the $500,000 non-farm AGI limitation, but does exceed the $750,000 farm AGI, they are not eligible for direct payments under DCP and or ACRE. The new requirement, new policy for 2012 also reviews a combination of both limitations as an additional requirement. If a producer does not exceed both the $500,000 non-farm AGI and the $750,000 farm AGI, but the total combination of non-farm and farm AGI exceeds $1 million, they're not eligible for 2012 direct payments under DCP and or ACRE. And now a few points about reconstitutions. For FSA program purposes, tracts having the same owner and operator are grouped under one farm serial number. When changes in ownership or operation take place, a farm reconstitution may be necessary. The reconstitution, or recon, is a process of combining or dividing farms or tracts based on the farming operation. Reconstitutions for 2012 can be requested any time between now and August 1st, 2012, for farms enrolled in specific programs. If all or part of the farm is sold or ownership is transferred, new owners are reminded that a copy of their property deed must be brought to the county FSA office before a reconstitution can be completed. For other questions on reconstitutions or to find out if a reconstitution is needed for your farming operation, contact the local FSA office. Next, some notes about the Farm Start Facility Loan Program. Farm Start Facility Loan Program, FSFL, allows producers of eligible commodities to obtain low-interest financing to build or upgrade farm storage and handling facilities. The maximum principal amount of a loan through FSFL is $500,000. Participants are required to provide a minimum down payment of 15%, with Commodity Credit Corporation providing a loan for the remaining 85% of the net cost of the eligible storage facility and permanent drying and handling equipment. Loan terms of 7, 10, or 12 years are available depending upon the amount of the loan. Interest rates for each term may be different, are based on the rate which CCC borrows from the Treasury Department, and are set at the time of loan approval. The interest rate continues for the life of the loan. Applications for FSFL must be submitted to the FSA County office that maintains the farm's records. An FSFL must be approved before any site preparation or construction can begin. Following commodities are eligible for farm stored facility loans: corn, grain sorghum, wheat, oats, and barley harvested as whole grain or other than whole grain, hay, soybeans, renewable biomass, honey, and fruits, including nuts and vegetables for cold storage facilities. For more information about the FSL program, contact your local FSA office. And finally, some notes about direct and guaranteed loans. The Farm Service Agency is committed to providing family farmers with loans to meet their farm financing needs. FSA currently has a variety of direct and guaranteed loans available to assist eligible operations. Farm ownership loans or farm operating loans may be obtained as direct loans for a maximum of up to $300,000. Guaranteed loans have a maximum limit of $1,214,000. To find out more about FSA loan programs, contact your local FSA office. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. Thanks, and have a great day.